This is the episode that will get me run over or hit in the face by every Quicksilver fanatic out there. And if not, they'll at least do it virtually. World of Warcraft people, bring it on! Now, what am I talking about? Well, if I have to choose between this week's app and Quicksilver, I choose this week's app. That was close. Aw, man. Welcome to the 36th episode of Neat Little Mac Apps, the podcast where I talk about my love for those cool little apps that are out there. This week's app? Overflow. Be sure to keep listening because we'll be giving away a license for this application. Keep in mind, this is an enhanced podcast, meaning that everything I talk about can be seen in the iTunes artwork window. You can click the links there as well, and you can check it out on your iPod screen. Okay, so Overflow, what is it? Well, it allows you to dump all of your applications that are in your dock and stack them neatly arranged in a terrific looking launch window that you can call up with the touch of a button. Now, it's created by Stunt Software. They are the same people behind applications such as On the Job, and you can find out more about them at www.stuntsoftware.com. Now, why do I use Overflow? Well, I was sick and tired of having that dock taking up all that space, and I somehow never got it organized just the way I wanted it to. Now, I tried Quicksilver, but that felt kind of like using a heavy 4x4 equipped with the latest and greatest for surviving a Paris-Dakar race, for example, while all I really needed was just a nice comfy Volvo in which I could take the kids to the sea with. Man, I love explaining stuff this way. Now, how does it work? Well, here's how I use the application. First, I have all of my apps organized in a neat folder in my user folder. So I have directories for my graphical applications, I have utilities, stuff like that. But that doesn't really matter for Overflow. Your applications can be practically anywhere on your system. Then I threw away all my applications out of the dock. I made my dock as small as possible, made it hidden, and then I opened up Overflow. Now, Overflow really has this nice pro app kind of interface with on the left side a column where you can add your virtual groups in which you can put applications or folders. And now on the right side, of course, you'll find room to drop your applications and folders onto. So what I did was I started adding groups like frequent, system, utils, graphical, communication organization, you get the picture, all those kind of groups. And then I started filling them up. I started dropping applications onto the right side of the window for each group. And you'll nicely see where they will end up just by hovering over the window. Now, the cool thing about this whole stuff is that you can add applications, but you can add folders also. You can even add the same application or folder to multiple groups. For instance, I put my iTunes in the frequent group. That's the top group, the group in which the applications that I use the most will reside. But I also put iTunes in the audio and in the podcast group. So if I go to those groups, I will see iTunes feature there also. Now, all I have to do now is hit the hotkey, and that is adjustable, and then the application will pop up and I can just hit the app that I want. Now, I can use shortcuts to go through the groups, and I can use the arrows to go through the applications in the window, and I can just hit the spacebar to start one up. It's this sheer simplicity that made me really love this application. In no time, I had a system that fitted me like a glove, and I believe I even find and launch my applications quicker like this than when I had to plow through the dark field of applications that was at the bottom of my screen. Now, let's look at tweaking Overflow just a bit more. If you go and look at the interface, I can change the size of the window, and I can change the size of the groups column. I can hit the edit button in the top right corner, and that allows me to add or throw away applications or folders. And when you throw them away, it's like the classic cloud effect you see. I can move items around, I can organize stuff a bit more precisely, and I have the preferences, of course. the general preferences. There I can choose the basic stuff that every neat little Mac app must have. First, launch at startup. Second, check for updates. And it has those two features. I can even choose the hotkey here that I want to use to launch that overflow window. And I can choose the window fade duration with a slider. Now, more in the appearance tab for the preferences, there I can show the item title. That way I will see the name of the application in a nice font underneath the icon in the overview window of Overflow. I can choose an alternative interface, and then you get the rounded squares around the icons instead of the mirror effect. I even like the alternative interface more than the interface that it comes with. And then you can choose the window color, and what's even cooler, you can choose the transparency of the window. So you can do really neat stuff. Check out the iTunes artwork window if you want to see what I'm talking about. You can choose to change the icon sizes of the applications, the height, the horizontal and the vertical spacing, and you can choose the title font size. After you're mucking about, you can just hit the restore button, and that will bring everything back to its default status. And that's it. That's just how easy this little application is. It really does look very simple. It acts very simple, but it does a really big job for when it comes to my use of applications in OS X. Every Mac I touch from now on makes me feel like I'm missing something. I'm always going to hit that short key and then tap quickly around through my applications. And when I find a Mac that doesn't have Overflow, then I'm like lost or something. I do have some developer tips, however, and the first one is that when programs are updated, for instance, if there is a new update for Feeder, I download the update executes itself, I get my new Feeder application at exactly the same place where the old application was. If I hit Overflow now, and I hit the Feeder icon, it will tell me, I'm sorry, I can't find this application, and that kind of drives me mad because I tend to update all of my applications quite regularly, and that means that I would have to add them time and time again. And I'm sure he'll fix that and all will be well, but that really is something that shouldn't happen. And my second developer tip is the hotkey. I can change the hotkey, but for some reason I don't see which hotkey I have selected in the hotkey window. For instance, my hotkey is Command and then the equal sign, and I don't see that hotkey appear in the little window where you can see your hotkey, kind of like. But besides those tips, the application really is as it should be, and please don't change it. It's really good like it is right now. So how do you get a license for this superb application in the house? Well, all you have to do is simply download the demo from Stun Software, install it, and the most elaborate, nicely organized screenshot of applications that you send to me in Overflow will get the license. So install Overflow, stash it with all kinds of groups and applications, make a screenshot, send that to contest@neatlittlemacapps.com, and the nicest one will be posted on the site and will get a Overflow license. So that's it for this episode. I hope you liked it. Of course, feel free to hop in at the Neat Little Mac Apps website and leave your comments there. You will find the show notes in there as well, but you can always use the links provided in the artwork window, since this is an enhanced podcast and they will take you right to those pages. If you have an application that you think is truly special, or if you're a developer who thinks that his app is fantastic, be sure to let me know and mail that at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com. You can support this show in your way by just letting the Mac users amongst your friends and family know about this podcast. You can visit the site, check out the Neat Little Mac App Store and buy a t-shirt. Or if you want instant gratification, I have some iron-on designs of the Neat Little Mac Apps logo on the site. They're in the goodies section, and I've thrown in some different shapes. For example, I have this shoulder-wide logo of Neat Little Mac Apps for on the back of your t-shirt, for example. And if you create some some stuff with these iron-ons, feel free to send me a picture. I'll be delighted to post it on the site. And hey, it's free. Well, okay, well, not really free. I mean, that iron-on transfer paper actually costs something, and there's the electricity, but oh my, oh well. T-shirt. Oh, well, just kidding. Anyway, go and check it out at the goodies page at the site, and you can find that by just hitting the link in the iTunes artwork window or by visiting www.neatlittlemacapps.com. Music, as always, is provided by the British band Dark Horse. The track name is Starting Over. It's the instrumental version, and you can find out more about them at music.podshow.com. That's it for this week's Neat Little Mac Apps. Bye for now, and keep loving those apps.
This show is a proud member of the TechPodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
TechPodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.